According to city officials, the Grand Rapids City Commission came to an agreement with the State Land Bank Authority as the city continues to struggle with having enough affordable housing for residents. The agreement means that the bank is now charged with managing the city's tax foreclosed properties and returning them to productive use. That's according to a press release. Eric DeLong is the assistant city manager of Grand Rapids. He told commissioners Tuesday morning that land banking services are one of the reasons the city has experienced substantial growth. And after the Kent County Commission voted to dissolve the Kent County Land Bank last January, they needed to find someone else.
We searched the world over and looked at state law and discovered that we couldn't do our own land bank, which was our preferred opportunity. We're precluded by state law from doing that. So we found the next best option, which is to enter into a really innovative agreement with the state land bank to provide land banking services for us in this community.
Back in January, City Commissioner David Allen resigned from his post to focus all of his efforts on running the county land bank. The bank rebranded itself as Innova Lab, but was ultimately shut down by the Kent County Commission. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.